Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So David HaMelech is closed in an enclosed room with no windows, not getting out, not seeing anybody, theoretically not hearing the news that is happening on the street, not checking his newfangled Twitter feed because he doesn't like that new technology, and basically just sitting inside trying to get warm. In the meantime, Adonijah is out publicly proclaiming himself king and inviting casts of thousands to come and eat barbecue and watch him become king, in fact, if not officially. David's still alive. He can't be the king. Nevertheless, and in the meantime, at the big barbecue, several of the notables involved with the next kingship were not invited. One of them is Vayomer Nasan. So Nasan the Navi was not invited, and he said, El Bathsheba im Shlomo lemor. He said to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo, the following. It is interesting that a king with a large number of queens and concubines is sometimes not exactly the real power in the king's court, because it's access to the king that controls a lot of the power, and it is the women who can do a lot of the political machinations behind the scenes that control a lot of what is going on. Ask people if Michelle Obama had a role of leadership, and they will say yes. Is Jill Biden an important person to get to know? When Abigail Adams was First Lady of the United States, she saw 60 to 70 people a day, all of them trying to go through her to get to the president, because they knew that President John Adams really valued her counsel and advice and opinions. Bathsheba is a tremendously powerful woman. Although she was a woman who seemed somewhat more passive in the trade-off from Uriah Hachiti to David HaMelech, there are those who say that she was a very active person in those arrangements because she knew, she had an inkling that Malchus would go through her. She came from our friend Achitofel, who saw a vision of his organ on fire, which actually had to do with his descendant Bathsheba. She also knew that she was fated to be with David, but that didn't make it any easier. Rabbi Beryl Wein likes to say, based on just the text, that the relationship between David and Bathsheba was very fraught. Because here, Bathsheba is the mother of the legacy of David, of every generation of Davidic kings to come, and eventually the Melech HaMashiach. But the way that she became his wife was what he considered the greatest sin of his life. So that's a relationship that is complex, and David's relationships with the queens that he was married to was never all that easy. Ask Michal. There were real difficulties being with such a powerful personality, with so much dveikus, but also so many responsibilities and so much pressure. Bathsheba, being a strong woman, as we're going to see in this episode, is going to display that strength, but also the intelligence, even the cunning that she needs to survive in a literally murderous environment where Chagis and Ma'acha and the other wives could not all be trusted. So Nasan went to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo, and he said, Halo Shama'at, have you not heard, Ki Molach Adonijahu ben Chagis, that Adonijahu ben Chagis has become king. Now, he had not been anointed king. He had not been anointed king by the Navi or by the Rosh Sanhedrin. But nevertheless, he had basically become king in fact, if not righteously, because he's out there acting as a king and people are flocking to his banner. So Nasan says, have you heard about this? Vadonenu David lo yada. And our master David, showing his loyalty, did not know that this had happened. Somebody's got to get him on Twitter so he can see what's happening in the world. Yudbeis v'ata, and now he's got a great idea. He doesn't want to be the one to convey God's word to David that Shlomo be appointed yet, because he doesn't want to have to argue in favor of a prophecy. A nevuas Hashem is a nevuas Hashem, period, end of sentence. If Nasan has to convince him of what's going on in current events, it's going to look like he's trying as a human being to convince somebody to do the right thing. So God doesn't need Nasan's help to make Shlomo the next king. And Nasan is wise enough to know that he shouldn't be the one coming in to talk to David first. It should be somebody who seems not to be communicating the word of Hashem, who is just communicating, hey, this is craziness that's happening. And then Nasan can come and be the one who proves it with the Nebuah that he's already gotten, that Shlomo is the next king. Nothing underhanded is happening here, but something manipulative is happening because David is old and feeble and weak and seems to need that kind of push in the right direction. As it turns out, David's not feeble at all, and he's just as sharp as he ever was. But nevertheless, V'atal l'chi yotzeich no etza. So says Nasan to Bathsheba, now, let me advise you. U'maltiyas nafsheich v'esnefesh b'neich Shlomo. You will save your life and the life of your son. He knows that if Adoniah becomes king, he's going to do the traditional Middle Eastern choice of all brothers who take power, which is to massacre all the remaining brothers so nobody is left with a good claim to the throne. He will probably murder Shlomo and Bathsheba to boot if he gets the chance. So I'm asking you here to listen to me so we can save your life. Yud Gimel, L'chi uvoi el HaMelech David. Go and come before David HaMelech. We're in the inner room where Avishag HaShunamis is. The Amart Elov, Halo Ato Adoni HaMelech Nishpato La Moscha Leimor. And you'll say to him, is it not you, my master, the king, who swore to your maidservant saying, Ki Shlomo v'neichim lo chacharai, that Shlomo, your son, when he's not the king yet, he's your son, will rule after me. V'hu yeshev al kisi, and he will sit on my throne. U'madua malach Adoniyahu. Why has Adoniyahu become king? So take it as a matter of fact, take it for granted. Adoniyahu is the king. Does that mean you change your mind? So Nasan is going to send her in to plead Shlomo's case from her own heart as a mother who had been promised that her son would be the king. And then he will come in after that. So why is it that Nasan was seeming to doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already prophesied that Shlomo would be the king? Well, he's not taking it into his own hands. But he is concerned. Maybe David committed an Avera. Maybe Bathsheba committed an Avera. Maybe Hashem took the throne away from Shlomo. Nasan did not want to see his Nevuah of Malchus, like Shmuel's Nevuah of Malchus on Shaul, be broken after it was made. So he's trying very carefully to walk a very thin line here. What if Hashem did decide to make Adoniah the king, the Me'am Loes suggests? Nasan isn't sure. He hasn't heard back. So, although he may be convinced that Shlomo is going to become king no matter what, he has to do his hishtadlus and try to set the situation up properly. So he warns Bathsheba, suggests that she go in to talk to the king, and then he will make a dramatic entrance.